having installed it into this part of the brain by mentally photographing it first, when you read it, it triggers the whole thing back to the conscious level at an enormous impact, literally 100 times the impact of just reading only. And already the 100% retention for life has been established because you photographed it. So when you bring it to the conscious level by triggering it out, by reading it, the retention is already established for the rest of your life as well. The limitations are not there. Literally, we've tested it with every type of material you might imagine. It isn't just for words and reading. It's for math. It's for numbers, graphs, maps, everything. We've tested it on all of those different types of material. And we've not only tested it up to as high as 600,000 words a minute physically turning pages. We got onto a machine called a tachistoscope, a T-scope for short, which flashes information on a screen, and we cranked it up to its maximum capacity at the time, which was flashing at 40 milliseconds. And at that speed, with very, very small print, almost indiscernible print to try to read, it was calculated out to be over 2 million words a minute, and we still had 90%+ comprehensions across the board at any age bracket we dealt with. And we have people now that have used the process for many years, and what we have found out about the brain so far is that we know nothing about the brain. The more we find out, the more we find out we don't know. It's like exploring space. And I must say, too, this process physically changes the brain. We know that now. It isn't just something that you're activating what you have there. You're growing new dendrites, new cells within the brain. And it doesn't make any difference what your age is. Years ago, and up until recently, in fact, scientific community has thought that brain cell growth stopped at very early age. I mean, like when you were 6, 7 years old, maybe. Now we know it goes on till the day you die. And this process stimulates it to accelerate. So you are literally changing this physical structure of your brain as you use this process. And it allows it to do more and more and more and more. There is no limit. It just isn't. We don't know where it is, if there is.